Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And Margaret, this week I believe you're going to be looking at the history of Mary Green Manor, is that right?
Yes, indeed. Again, somewhere, the building that is familiar to most people from the area of in and around Brentwood. But it's a site with a lot of history. Nobody claims that the building that you see on there now is the original building. It has been altered. It has been subject to change. But there's been a building on the site, it's said, from at least the 12th century. And it's been known, interestingly, by a variety of different names. Mary Green Manor, we're familiar with. In a previous life, it was known as the Moat House.
Mm-hmm.
It was also known at one stage in its life as the Place.
Just the Place?
The Place, mm. Yeah. No fish connotations.
No. Right. No, I wasn't thinking of it like that.
No. Yeah. No. But, you know, just goes to illustrate how the name of a place can change over time.
Yeah.
So at one time in its very early history, it was owned by the Tyrrell family.
Mm.
Now, the Tyrrell family, as many people who've done some local history research will know, was a fairly high-profile Essex family.
Mm.
Some of the Tyrrells married into the Peter family at Ingate Stonehall, so, you know, an Essex family of very long standing. After the Tyrrells came the Ropers, and in particular worthy of note is a man called Henry Roper.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Henry Roper was in the service of Catherine of Aragon, first wife of Henry VIII.
Right.
And it's almost certain that Catherine of Aragon and Henry VIII would have visited Henry Roper at Mary Green Manor,
mm-hmm.
or the Place,
yes.
as it was originally known. So it's very likely that a royal visit, at least one royal visit, took place. Henry VIII was very prone to visiting members of the royal staff.
Mm.
And royal courtiers, royal ministers, so that much we think is pretty certain. Very loyal servant of Catherine of Aragon. And his son was Robert Roper.
Mm-hmm.
And it's Robert Roper that we are almost certain where the name change comes about to Mary Green Manor. Robert Roper married a lady named, yes, you've guessed it, Mary Green.
Yeah.
And so he changed the name of the manor to her name. One thing I did omit to mention was that there's also some records of the manor being called the Manor of Brook Street.
Oh, right.
So again, you know, it all ties in with places that we're familiar with today.
Mm.
So, yes, Robert Roper. There was a period after the Ropers where the building was often let out to different people. People came and they went, and nobody of particular historical importance.
Mm.
In 1840, the railway comes to Brentwood, and suddenly Mary Green Manor is a very desirable rental property for men who work in the city of London. And so for many years, that's exactly what happened. It was rented by different people. In 1968, it becomes a hotel and known as the Moat House. So we get the name change. And then it's not until the hotel is sold that it switched back to the old name of Mary Green Manor.
Well, well, well.
So a lot of history there. I've
absolutely
very much skimmed over the history, but just a few notable people and royal connections.
Indeed, indeed. Well, I have to say, I've stayed there as well.
Well, there you are.
What else can I say? What else can I say? All right, thanks very much, Margaret. And where are we off to next week?
We're off to Gallywood, and in particular, Dead Man's Lane,
oh, good
Scott.
Grief. Dead Man's Lane, all right. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.